Hello?
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 Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak to Mr. Phil Scott, please?
Yeah, it depends who's calling, young lady.
Hi Phil, my name's Billy, I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for your time, any mistreatment or abuse whilst in care.
Oh, could I have you hold the line for a moment, please? I've customers, so just be a moment.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Right.
Take your time.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Oh, be 2 seconds.
No problem, take your time.
Right, Billy, you take care and we'll see you again, buddy. Take care, bye-bye. Hi, buddy. Hi, sorry about that.
Hiya, no problem whatsoever. So, as
right.
I explained, I'm just calling today regarding the Scottish redress claim, so I just need to make sure we have your personal details on file correctly. Take a brief statement from you. It'll take about 5 minutes and I can get it submitted for you today, okay?
Okay.
So, first thing's first, to have your name down as Phil Ozzy Scott. I'm assuming your first name is Philip, is that correct?
Yeah, so that's with, I use my mum's maiden name now. Originally, my name's Philip Riley. When I was in childcare, my name's Philip Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y.
R-E-I-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
DD47LY.
Is that Delta Delta 47 Lima Yankee?
Yeah, 7LY.
What's your door number, sir?
16. So I'm lucky, please.
16, perfect. And your date of birth, please?
14/07/1969.
Perfect. Now, in regards to yourself.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah,
what I just want to explain to you is we will be able to locate your files and get everything put into place for you, so the brief statement is what you will be paid out on. In regards to a value of the claim, we wouldn't be able to give you a direct value at this moment because each case is different, but what we can tell you is they will average to around $48,000 per customer, okay?
Okay.
Now, I understand it's no money that will take away what you have dealt with, but if we can get you any sort of justice back, we will make sure we do get you the top end of that. Could I ask you, how old was you when you were placed into care?
Oh, my goodness. As far back as I could remember, we were in and out of childcare in the early 70s. We were just took in and out for 36 days at a time, and we were always took to separated. There was me and my two siblings. And we were always took separate places. So we were always split up, okay? Now, originally, that was in London. And I moved up to Scotland when I was 12. And I was put into childcare here in Scotland as well.
What we can do for you, just to explain this, is just because with the Scotland and the English cases, they are totally separate. So what I will do is I'll run the case for your Scottish redress at the moment from you being 12 years of age. And then I will speak to you in regards to your time in care while she was within the English region as well. Okay?
All right, okay. Yeah.
So from the age of 12, you was placed in care in Scotland?
In Scotland, yeah. 11, 12, yeah.
Okay. Scotland. And what part of Scotland was you living in?
Dundee.
Dundee, perfect. So I'm assuming, was it Dundee Local Authority that put you under the care system?
Yes.
No problem, darling. And what was your siblings' names?
My siblings is Elizabeth Riley and Graham Riley. They weren't in care up in Scotland, it was just me.
Not in.
They weren't in care in Scotland, they were in England, I was up here.
Perfect. That's just so basically when we do locate your files, if they were to turn around and say, oh, this pen, Mr. Riley's from back then, we can turn around and say, well, this was his siblings and things. They'll have all records on file for
yeah.
them to do, not worry.
Well,
what was the name of Mum?
Margaret Murray Scott. She changed her name later to Stuart, Margaret Stuart.
And what was Dad called?
It's Philip Riley.
Philip Riley.
Yeah. We didn't have anything to do with my dad until like a teenager.
You didn't. Not really had a relationship with him.
No,
was
not with any
with
of them.
When you moved back up to... No. Oh, right, okay. Of course, I'm assuming that's because you was in and out of the care system. Was any of them from Scotland, or did you just move up to that area?
No, we originally were moved from Scotland, then my mum, when I was two, I think, down to England. London, actually. And the memories I have is just being took out the house and brought back and took out the house and brought back.
Constantly, and that's not a right upbringing especially, is it?
No, not at all. And took a lot of work on my part.
Every 36 days is horrible.
Yeah, never, you know, I still don't have a relationship with my older brother. My older sister I didn't have much of a relationship with either. And I put that down to, you know, being dragged away. My analogy is, you know how you get a bag of jelly babies? And sometimes
yeah.
you'll pull a couple out and they're stuck together. And then,
mm-hmm.
like, if you pull them apart, you're never going to get them the same again if you try and put
yeah,
them together
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
That's the only analogy I have for that.
No, well, which is understandable, and that's the best way that you can obviously explain it so people understand
yeah.
what you have had to deal
yeah.
with. And that's
yeah,
very unfortunate. Can I ask
yeah.
you, I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all, sir?
Terminal?
Yeah, I just need to ask
no.
the question for any...
No, no, not at all, no. No, not at all.
No, perfect, no problem there. Just because if that is the case, you are able to fast-track your claim. Now, of course,
I
just need to ask the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in regards to you at 12 years of age, do you remember the first time that you were placed into care? Where was it that you were placed?
In Scotland.
Yeah.
In Dundee. It was a children's home on Hairstain Road in Curtin called, what was it called then? Hairstain Road. That was Burnside. It's called Burnside.
Burnside. So I've heard of this place most definitely. How long would you say you was roughly here for?
Oh my God.
Just a brief. If you don't remember, don't worry. Just give me a brief.
Maybe a year or so.
Around a year, no problem.
And after that, I was placed in Ellen Street Boys Hostel, which is Ellen Street, the Hull Town, Dundee. I was
Ellen
taken...
Street Boys Hostel, was that?
Yeah, hostel, yeah. Because my dad was an alcoholic, they wouldn't place me with him. But there's a twist to this story, because after Ellen Street, they moved my social worker, David Innes, at the time, moved me up to Montrose to a place called Rossi Boys School, which was a secure unit.
I've heard of it, Rossi, as well.
Yeah, and it was meant
Boys.
To be for my own
safety. And what
safety.
Area was it that you placed in?
That was Montrose. Rossi School by Montrose, it's called. And I was in there
how long would you say you were in Ellen Street Boys School before they moved you over to
Rossdale? I was in Ellen Street Boys Hostel. I was in there about 5 to 6 months.
Then
I was took from there to Rossi Secure Unit in Montrose for about 3 years.
And how long was you? 3 years, right? Okay.
Yeah, about three and a half years.
If I am correct, about three and a half years. So if I am correct, you're around 15. Turning 16
yeah.
here.
Well, 15 and a half. Now, they wouldn't place me with my dad because he was an alcoholic. But 3 years later, they placed me with my dad. And my dad and myself had a terrible relationship. He was very abusive.
So at the age of around 15 and a half, he was then placed back with dad, who was obviously alcoholic and he was quite abusive to you as well.
Yeah, still an alcoholic. And I was supposed to be in Rossi for my safety, but I was putting with guys that stabbed people and were doing drugs and stealing cars. And, you know, I'm just this little guy, you know, quite scary, like. So I'm happy.
No problem. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get your case submitted off for you right away. Now, what I am going to do for you is basically the way the process works is it's not going to be the case where we're going to be clutching at straws and hope to have you some sort of compensation.
You no, I'm not even thinking about that, you know.
We understand that, but I can reassure you, with us being able to get you some sort of justice, we will make sure we do that our very best to do so for you.
Yeah, well,
now,
could
we've submitted your files.
Could I have you note as well that it was emotionally and mentally abused as well?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do with you now is I run through just a brief statement just to have an understanding of your memories here, just because that is basically another thing that will give you an evaluation on your case. But before I do that, I've just sent over to you, there's a link that's come through to your email, and it has also come through to you on a text message. Well, it is coming through right about now. Would you just see if that's come through to your mobile phone for me there, please? If not, I'll get it resent, so don't worry.
I'll check my email.
Just be a text message from Zohia.
From?
Zoho,
I don't have an
Zoho MMA.
I don't have an email for that, and I'm just going to check. I don't have a WhatsApp for that.
I'm going to send it over again. Let me see if this comes through. It won't be on WhatsApp. I will message
you
on WhatsApp, though, so you do have direct...
What would that come through as?
It should say Zoho. Zoho sign on your text messages.
No, I don't have that as yet, no.
What's just come through on your text now? What's the most recent text that you've got on your text messages?
It's a friend of mine who tried to phone me a couple of minutes ago, 2 minutes ago.
Let me just send a reminder.
There's an urgent notice, £1,500 available, something or other. After this, right.
I've just sent a reminder. Will you check your email? I've got your email as aussie2u@hotmail.co.uk. Is that the correct email for you?
That looks
will
like that's come through.
It looks like
it's came through. It's just... give me a notification.
Brilliant.
Maybe it's in the spam. UK Cupid. Oh, what the hell is that? Something did come through, but what is it on for?
Go to your text messages. It'll be in your text now. Not the WhatsApp, your normal text messages.
Yeah. I thought I just... oh, maybe that's what it was that it came through on, actually. Oh, here we go. Zoho V.
Yeah, and it should say, there should be a link there, a blue link next to it that you can click on.
There's a link on it, yes.
So if you click
Billy Tyree, and then sign Zoho some. So just press on the same one.
Click the link where it says, yes, please.
Okay.
And then it should come up saying proceed to document.
Okay. Document info, proceed to document. I've just clicked on it.
Proceed to document. Perfect. Now, when that you've clicked that, there should be a little button that will say, I accept and agree.
Okay. I'm just waiting on it coming up. Right. Where is this? 17 pages. I'll take that button.
Don't scroll anywhere. Yeah, agree and continue. And then it will take you directly to the correct box. It will say signature in a black box.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So press signature.
Yeah, click the box that says signature for me, and then it'll bring up three little signatures. It won't be your signature.
Yeah.
It'll just say your name in squiggly writing. Press one of them for me, and press the I acknowledge box underneath it. There'll be a little box that says I acknowledge underneath it.
Yeah, and then OK that.
Once you've pressed, perfect. And once you've pressed OK, that should come straight back through to me.
Okay, I've just pressed OK. Yeah.
Perfect. Now, what I've also required from you is, do you have a driver's licence or a provisional at all with you?
I have a driving licence, yes.
Would you be able to take a picture of your driver's licence, please, and send that over to me on WhatsApp? We need that for proof of address and ID, so we know it is you that's receiving the payment.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah, so I have just messaged you over on WhatsApp.
Oh, yes,
now, that's
yes,
my
yes,
personal
yes.
work mobile. So you can track your claim at any time with me via that. And if you have any questions, or even if you've got other things you want to update me on, you can come through to me at any time via there, okay?
I see. I'm just looking for, I do have a picture of my license already. I just need to find it.
Yeah, right, I've got about 1,000 of a passport on my phone.
Yeah. I've got a load of photos from when we were on holiday and stuff. Just looking
Where is
through.
It you went?
We went to Tivoli in Italy, myself and my wife.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, it was the first break we had in like 2.5 years, I think it was.
Yeah, it's so expensive to get out of this country now.
Yeah,
it really is.
Constant work.
We do need from you anyways, we need a beneficiary. So if anything's happening to you over the next few months while the claim is ongoing, this payment will go to somebody on your behalf. Now, would you like to use your wife for the beneficiary for you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I've located the photo, but I think I've said it the wrong way around. That's the way it's right.
Don't worry, I can turn it around for you, don't worry.
I need to go back down all my photos again, because I went the wrong way. I went through my gallery. I'll not be a man. Yeah, a few years back, I went to Curtin Social Work Department to look at my files, but... What they said to me was I wasn't allowed to look at my files because it was all third-party information. So what I said to, actually, funnily enough, the woman's name is Elizabeth Riley. And what I said to her was, well, what was the point in getting me up here if I'm not allowed to look at it all? No, we have to write to all these people to get permission, their permission to read what they said about you at the time. And I've never heard anything since, so... I don't know what
that's just
about.
Because they won't provide you files back because you don't have legal representation, so they can just put you back as much as they possibly can. Now, what I will do is I'll leave a note on here for the solicitor. So basically, what that means is we will be locating your files. That what you've just signed there is to say that you are happy for us to get your files, so we will be able to allocate them. Once we have them, I will make a note if you are happy with me to do so, and I will ask the solicitor to give you a copy of your files back. If you would like a copy of them, they will be more than happy to submit them back to you. Would you like me to make them aware of that?
What does this actually cost me? Because, you know, I've never... See, the thing is, I tried to get the social work department to help me out because I couldn't understand why I got placed into a secure unit when I hadn't done anything wrong. You know, I've never been like a criminal and all that kind of stuff. You know, I was never like bad to people or none, and I just couldn't understand it.
I know, and not only that, they should be giving you files back just so you can have an understanding of why you was placed within these places and what actually did go on while she was younger. I am just getting a brief statement for you at the moment, and I'm just getting here that you was abused at home due to obviously alcohol being involved, and she was in and out of care from a young age in London.
She
turned 12 and moved back to Scotland with a family, but was taken off then and put into the care system. And if I am correct, she was put straight into the place called, it was Burnside?
Burnside, yes.
Yeah, let me just get that here, care system, and was placed in Burnside, and that was in Hairstane, you said it was.
Yes, Hairstane Road, Curtin, Dundee.
Perfect. And in regards to that, what was your first memories of getting here?
Sorry? Of getting...
What was your first memories of arriving here? Was it a relief because you was away from home, or was it the case where you kind of knew straight away you wasn't safe?
And to Hairstane?
Yeah.
And to Burns, I wasn't safe. Supposed to be places of safety. I was never safe in the first place. I was actually, at the time, I felt that I was safer on the street than I was in these places.
All right. Was the kids left to run riot in here?
To run riot?
Was the other was the other children basically bothering you? Was they bullying you or anything?
Yeah, yeah. What? Too much bullying. Big time. Some of the staff were just as bad, to be fair.
What would the punishment be in here?
Got put into a cell. Burnside at the time had a cell. And they used to put you in a cell and lock you in the cell, can't I can't really remember about Burnside, really. It's been put in a cell, coming. Because I did get upset one time where I kind of retaliated a bit, and they put me in the cell, can't. I was just threw in the cell.
Can I ask you, do you remember any staff members' names from here at all? Don't worry.
You know what? I'll be completely honest with you. I do remember a guy called Hump. I don't remember, to be honest. I remember a guy called Hump, who worked in Rossi, who was a brilliant guy to me.
That's
the only one I could think of that was actually nice to us,
Do not worry. Let me just get
He's the only one I could think that was nice to us, Gun.
Guy called Hump was the only...
I think his name was Humphrey, but I don't know what his second name was.
To be honest with you, I think I have heard a story from somebody and they have used the name Humphreys before. I'm going to cross-reference that.
Yeah.
And also, can I ask you, whilst you was in the care of... you was in Dundee to begin with, while you was in Burnside, do you ever remember them assisting you to the showers or watching you in the showers at all? Do you ever remember seeing any sexual abuse towards you or to any other children whilst you was in here?
I really have to answer that.
I do apologise. You don't have to go into detail of what happened. It's just so I can get that notice for your experience.
Rose, is there any chance you could phone me back? I've just got a customer to pick up. Sorry. She's just getting in the car.
That's not an issue yet.
Oh, yeah.
When would be best for me to you
before that? I'm going to Lockheed, yeah?
No, I'm going to 66 Beavers Yard.
Yep. Do you give us about 10 minutes? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's not a problem. What I'll do is I'll call you back at around about... 11:40, quarter to 12. I'll give you about 15-20 minutes. All right, sir.
That's perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem, Alex. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.